Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You're about to see one of the most viral reports I've ever released in 30 years on air. But more importantly, one of the most censored. Going back a few years ago before Elon Musk bought Twitter, it would get 10 million views on a routine basis, but be pulled down. Not because it was disinformation, but because it was so accurate from the globalist owned documents. That's how I was able to make these predictions that then came true exactly as I said they would. Not because I had a crystal ball, but because I had their own battle plan. So watch the clip and then realize every day at 11 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show and right here on X, I'm telling you what's coming next. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. So from the Infowars vault, here's what's been previously censored, now available because of Elon Musk freeing X.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in that's just going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this hard and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the control corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep, display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
January 16, 2024. We're back in 60 seconds. Get ready. This is the biggest news ever.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I am sitting here at 11:06 and 16 seconds, staring into these cameras in a studio in Central Texas and looking at an image from satellite of our planet. We're 293 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes from the most important election in world history. An election that's about peace and prosperity and justice and sovereignty versus world war, bio attacks, nuclear Armageddon. And I was just in there at a computer terminal about 7-8 minutes ago writing the headline for the show. And I can usually do it pretty quick. So every day we put a new headline out and a link to the live show at InfoWars.com/show. And I sat there for about 3-4 minutes, and I couldn't come up with a headline alarmist enough for what's going on. Obviously, people are tuning in here about the Iowa sweep and Trump getting all the counties, the whole state being red, and what that means. And, of course, the race war response from the Democratic Party and their talking point by Joy Reid and Mr. Maddow and all the rest of them. And that shows how they're trying to set up a race war and civil war. And they even say that on their newscast and claim that Trump has to have his military power taken away. So they're already moving on to that point, behaving like they think he really will defeat their attempts at fraud again. But in the news, in the Russian news, the Chinese news, the British news, and the U.S. defense news, there are all these documents and articles. Remember last week, the Swedish government that hadn't been in a war in over 200 years has never had Russia attack them. Their defense minister came out at a public forum and said, we are going to have war with Russia. It's a foregone conclusion. And Russia is going to attack us. Now, Russia for 9 years said, we will invade Ukraine if you keep putting NATO troops in there and if you keep attacking Russians that live there, which is the majority. So Russia was started. Russia has said 100%, we are not going to attack anybody. We are defensive. We don't want a nuclear war. And that's been their defense policy. That didn't matter. The Swedish defense minister said, I've been meeting with the other ministers in NATO and the U.S. and Canada, Australia, and war is going to happen. Well, now the British defense ministry has officially come out and said that the path to war is here and that full-scale global war is going to happen in the next year. And they predict full war with Russia as early as next month. And then they push it out to February of next year, a year from now, 13 months. I have it all right here. I read all the reports. But it gets worse. Leaked German military document details countdown to World War III, and Germany's official defense policy is that they will be at full war, including nuclear, with the Russians imminently. You might want to go read the Jamie White article. It's on Infowars.com. You might want to share it. We're going to post it on X right now. We're also streaming there at X, reaching millions a day, so please repost, retweet the live show from Real Alex Jones and Infowars.com/show, because the goal here is to reach the general public that's somewhat awake now, but it's like waking up and your house is on fire and you smell smoke. You got to get out of your bedroom and go see what's on fire and see how bad it is. Well, the whole damn house is on fire. So we're going to get through that. Leaked German military document that tells countdown to World War III. Xi Jinping fighting with China's own military could lead to big war. I agree with this Business Insider report because I've been following what they're doing. He's been purging the top generals because they're refusing to invade Taiwan. He's basically already told them to. And they said, but that'll lead to nuclear war. And he said, so what? And China's the big enemy other than the globalists because they've set up the cashless society. They have the Uyghurs in the camps. They sell the political dissidents' organs. They were set up by the New World Order to dominate us. Now, they've broken with the Anglo-American establishment. And every time I say that, I see on X, fools go, he's attacking the white people again. No, I'm not Joy Reid. That's the name of what King Charles calls himself. That's the old official name of the British Empire merged with the Dutch Empire, the European continental system, and the United States. That's what they call themselves in their own documents. That's their official title. So when Putin addresses them, he says, the Anglo-Americans. Sometimes the ignorance level is just stunning. You know, oh, there goes Jones blaming the white people again. He's like Joy Reid. God help us. I just actually know the political names. That the different systems call themselves by. So, the communist Chinese, led by their dictator, Xi Jinping, is officially removed almost all the top leadership of the military and has now got hardliners in that are begging for war, and they're getting ready. The British Ministry of Defense says they believe China will move the next year. Full war in the Asian Pacific area in the South China Sea. Okay? Times of India and others are also reporting on it. So, leaked German military document that tells countdown to World War III. I'm going to read this in a moment. Xi Jinping purging the military ahead of total war. British Ministry of Defense spokesman, Britain facing wars in Russia, China, Iran, North Korea. Full war, we're in the pre-war phase, warns Grant Chaps. Here's another big RT headline. Globalists lack supporters, but they have the nukes, says Alex Jones. Really powerful 23-minute interview. It's up on Infowars.com with yours truly. All right, so I'm going to read these articles on air coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to give everybody a chance to email and text their friends and family and neighbors and strangers or acquaintances and tell them, tune into Infowars.com/show and the Forbidden Feed. You need to hear about total war and how we stop it. So you got about 16, 17 minutes till we're back from that segment. I'm going to hit other news that ties into it now. But please ask everybody to tune in because that's how we overpower the system. It's an information war. Now, how are these insane globalists going to get this done? Well, they have to first secure the country with the weapons and the resources for all of this, because you're not going to like the national draft. The Democrats are openly saying they're getting ready to bring back. You're not going to like your daughters because we have equity now. We have equality now. So women are going to get drafted for the robot wars that are already started. But to make sure the country is divided so we can't come together and say no to all these wars and open borders and the rest of it, it's an old talking point, but now it's gone from a drumbeat to a cacophonous finale. A crescendo of white people are the problem. White people are inherently evil. Every problem is white people. Being white is inherently a crime. That's taught in all the major universities. You see the university heads defending it. That's just what they're doing. And it's all CIA globalist run for total divide and conquer. Now Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid and all the usual suspects came out last night when Trump won Iowa. We'll play those clips in a moment. Skip the break. And they said, well, you'll hear what they said. But they said, Iowa is white. That's why they voted Trump. And Trump is a fascist and going to be a dictator, so we got to remove him off the ballot and or remove the control of the military from him. We've already been talking a lot about that. All these former Secretary of Defense heads and CIA heads and all the usual suspects are saying, Trump is going to censor you. Trump is going to surveil you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Digressing. It's like when the Daily Beast came out a few years ago and said milk is racist. So they're teaching everyone not to see the mega banks, the Black Rocks, taking over our lives, poisoning us with 5G and GMO. No, they just want to all look at each other, what we look like, and then all fight with each other so they can easily rule over us. But I didn't get into Bayer. I'm sorry. The same people that brought you the deadly Factor VIII products, they're modifying, and so is Bill Gates, they're all doing it, soil microbes that they will take over the world's soil. Get this, so plants don't need nitrogen anymore. So it's a way to bomb and destroy the soil of the planet. And then scientists warn it will probably cause giant dust bowls like we see in the Andromeda strain and in Interstellar, but for real. And they say that's okay. They're going ahead and spreading it everywhere to change how the soil operates completely. To fix not wanting to have nitrogen. Because nitrogen's bad, even though it's the most plentiful gas in the atmosphere and completely life-giving. See, if they name everything that's life-giving as evil, they get to be in charge of all the life-giving stuff and then curtail it and control it. But their real mission at a satanic spiritual level is destruction of all life on the planet. And so they are a weapon system activated by El Diablo. When you study them, they even believe they're channeling off-world entities that give them all these great ideas. None of them are atheists. They are Satanist. And they're being promised to become gods. If they kill everything on the planet, they will be uploaded to a mega mind machine and travel the universe forever. You go, wait, that's childhood's end. Well, you all know Harari, and a bunch of them came out the WF and said, actually, humans are just bad. We're going to end war by getting rid of your bodies and uploading you to machines. You're like, that's crazy. Yeah, but it's the same transmission. You know, since he wrote Childhood's End back in the 60s, or was it the 50s? It was his first big novel, Arthur C. Clarke. He was a big occultist. He had the Jeffrey Epstein-type proclivities for underage boys. And he was MI6, OSS before that, the inventor of the telecommunications satellite. The Russians first launched one, Sputnik, but he was the inventor of it. And he just, it was channeling this message of loving 10-foot-tall red devils that come to Earth and dissolve our children's souls up into a big pyramid spaceship. Very nice people. And you're like, well, that's just a movie. Uh-huh. And now they're actually setting it all up. And if they could just get us straight to nuclear war, that's probably the best thing they want. See, the aliens get us to kill ourselves. And notice when I talk about this, the media never makes jokes about this. They don't even talk about, oh. Because, you know, I talked to top generals and all the people there. Like, oh, yes, that's what the Pentagon believes as well, yes. Everybody knows this is that there's interdimensional forces. We're being influenced. Now, Tucker Carlson talks about it. The invasion comes through subspace interdimensional communication systems. And, of course, you know dark matter is 5 times more powerful in its gravity and its energy than what we call our own dimension. And that is the higher dimensions bleeding in. There's a force 5 times stronger holding all of this in place artificially. The entire universe. You see, it's more real than this. It's more dense than this. It's more complex than this. This is the third dimension. This is the first dimension of matter. This is the lowest level. Other than the chaos gods that the Greeks first wrote about. So you see that in culture everywhere. With people say, well, Jones must be a Warhammer fan. Nope, never even knew what it was. So that's everything he says. Because that's what it is, folks. And you're going to figure it out real fast. That there is a spirit attacking us. There is a transmission blasting through into our universe. And its message is, when you take the DMT and the government facilities, it's all come out, is they talk to these aliens, and all the aliens do is say, you'll live forever, join us, upload yourself to the machine, but first, you've got to kill everybody. You've got to kill everybody. You've got to kill everybody. You've got to depopulate everybody. You've got to kill. 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 So you sit back and you go, none of this is logical. This is insane. And it's because they are evil spirits. They are demon-possessed. They are resonating. When you look at a Bill Gates or a Fauci, they have that evil look, or Joy Reid or Rachel Maddow. They're on the bad guy's team. The Bible's real, folks. It's just your preachers, our priests, that get in your way between you and God and the reality. So you look at the system and the corrupt churches, you think, well, that's not God. I'm rejecting this. That's because most of those churches are people seeking power to get between you and God. But God's 100% all around you at all times. God isn't even one electron away. God is all in you, around you, but you've got to connect to it. I'm not saying we're God. God made all of this. God is in everything, everywhere, at all times. Except destruction of innocence and free will, and consciously going against God and murdering children. God removes himself from those spaces, and that's why evil does the rituals and does the bad things, because it's like chemistry or like mathematics or like it is quantum mechanics. God removes his energy field from those areas where that's happening, and that's why everything is cursed when you allow evil to be carried out, because God starts withdrawing his energy field. And then the evil can operate in those areas with a freer hand. So it's all about, just like you go into a military attack and the enemy's got jammers that jam your radar and jam your missiles, all the rest of it, the devil gets you to commit all this evil and to refuse God and reject the Holy Spirit so that he can set up his jamming operation and get full control. And if Satan gets full control over our governments, the second, because God's holding it back, instantly they'll fire the missiles from the satellites, they'll fire the missiles from the submarines, they'll fire the missiles from their bases. I mean, the minute Satan gets control of one government that has nuclear weapons, instantly they're fired. That's why the Bible says if God didn't intervene, no flesh would be spared on the earth. And now you learn Xi Jinping has fired hundreds and hundreds of generals, sometimes 8, 9, 10 a day, because he's ordered them to do psychotic stuff, and they said, no, you're relieved of command. So the minute Satan gets full control, I mean, first he wants to seduce the planet and get your soul and have you bow down to him. But once he's got enough people to claw with him into his own dimension, his own artificial dimension, that's what they're telling you. Oh, the computers, oh, the machines, we're going to make a whole other universe in cyberspace. They're all keep attempting to build the same thing, the metaverse, a hellscape. All right, I'm going to stop preaching and get technical. When we come back, I'm going to get into the incredible race war they're drumming up. Then I'm going to get into World War III that's already here. It's a big broadcast. We'll cover a bunch of key financial news coming up as well. Please stay with us.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, let's dive into the home front and Trump's magnificent win in Iowa, 50-plus percent of the vote against four other candidates. Vivek Ramaswamy wisely has ended his campaign to join forces and support Trump. But, of course, the operatives have not. The worst among them, of course, being Bird Brain, Nikki Haley, and her merry band of neocon warmongers. So, what did that Joy Reid and Rachel Maddow and all of them do? They did this on CNN, too, not just MSNBC. They came out and said, the problem is the white people. Here it is.
But, you know, I feel like the important sort of data point, if, you know, Steve talks about it a lot. He's going to probably talk about it a little more tonight, is that these are white Christians. That this is a state that is overrepresented by white Christians that are going to participate in these caucuses,
yes.
Especially tonight. Earlier today, reached out to Robbie Jones, from the Public Religion Research Institute, knowing that we were going to talk about Iowa. And this is a hyper-evangelical white state. And he said the following to me. Iowa is about 61% white Christian. The country as a whole is approximately 41% white Christian. And in Iowa, we're talking about evangelical white Christians. And he said the following. Because I asked him, what do they get out of supporting Donald Trump? Because he keeps losing, he keeps delivering losses and losses and losses. And he said the following. They see themselves as the rightful inheritors of this country, and Trump has promised to give it back to them. All the things that we think about electability, about, you know, what are people gaming out, or none of that matters when you believe that God has given you this country, that it is yours, and that everyone who is not a white conservative Christian is a fraudulent American, is a less real American, then you don't care about electability.
New Hampshire.
And I think to the point that you made, Steph, I mean, it's the elephant in the room. She's still a brown lady. That's got to try to win in a party that is deeply anti-immigrant and which accepts the notion that you can say immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. She's getting, you know, birthered by Donald Trump. And I don't care how much the donor likes her, which will ramp up a lot, the better she does in New Hampshire. So it's still a challenge. I don't see how she becomes the nominee of that party with Donald Trump still around. I can't picture it happening. Maybe it could happen. Ron DeSantis' only argument for staying in it is he's the white guy, that he can still make the appeal to white people.
While we have the big picture takeaway from that, and I don't mean to be, again, too dark, as you said, on this, but it is not, if we are worried about the rise of authoritarianism in this country, we are worried about potential rise of fascism in this country, if we're worried about our democracy falling to an authoritarian and potentially fascist form of government, the leader who is trying to do that is part of that equation.
Mm-hmm.
But people wanting that
Correct.
Is a much bigger part of that
That's
equation.
Right.
And the American electorate is made up of two major parties. One of those parties has been flirting with extremism on the ultra-right for a very long time. They've brought them in a way that they haven't been central to Republican electoral politics ever before, and I know because I've been studying this. But once you have radicalized one major party, so that those are the preferences of the people who adhere to your party, the leader's interchangeable. And yes, Trumpism is sometimes what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
MAGA movement is probably a better way to do it. But there is an authoritarian movement inside Republican politics that isn't being bamboozled by Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They are pushing Trump to get more and more extreme, because the more extreme things he says,
the more they adhere to him.
And that is coming from a very large proportion of the American right that adheres to the Republican Party. And that's why this is a Republican Party problem more than it is the problem of one man and his
leader.
All right, so I'm sorry to subject you to those people's voices, but it's got to be done. Everything they say is them. They are racially basing everything. And they are making everything about race, and they're bringing people in and saying we're going to outnumber the white people and we're going to have them identify racially, and they're destroying the melting pot and trying to get people to not accept and adopt American values, which is what made this country so great. And so, yes, every county is now reporting, except one, but it goes back and forth, that Trump won every county in Iowa. So here are some of these headlines. Joy Reid has a meltdown over Trump and Iowa caucuses smears white Christians. So they hate Christians, period. Watch, Maddow melts down over rise of fascism. Trump wants to use military against his domestic enemies. Congress must act now to remove the war powers from the president. Fears grow that Trump will use the military in dictatorial ways if he returns to the White House. That's a coup, folks. They're introducing legislation, Senator Blumenthal, to remove the power of military control from the president. Well, that's in the Constitution. Congress then has to declare an official war and fund it, but the president has police powers, emergency powers, since the law was passed with Thomas Jefferson, the Insurrection Act, and Trump's not discussed the Insurrection Act. They've been talking about using it against Trump supporters. But they've never convicted anybody of their fake Insurrection Act. Though they've taken him off the ballot in multiple states saying he's guilty of insurrection. So they turn around and say he's going to use the Insurrection Act when they're already using it, though he's not been found guilty of it. See, everything they say is what they're doing on his face. But here's one out of Politico. Why the world's betting against American democracy. Oh, MI6, the British government, other governments say Trump must be stopped. Oh, foreign governments saying stop us voting for who we want. So they're not as Democrats saying they want to take control of the military against us. Martial law. A coup is when the rightfully elected president has the military used against him. That's the perfect definition of a coup. They had a soft coup in 2020, still in the election. Now they want to go hot. Incredibly dangerous. Here it is. Trump is a political threat to UK, says ex-MI6 chief. And now I've got European governments officially coming out and saying it. I just showed you that headline. So this is a huge deal, folks. Absolutely massive. They're the ones taking us to martial law. They're the ones taking us to civil war. They're the ones taking us to physical war. And so I mentioned this earlier. We're going to go through it now. So let's go ahead and get started on the World War III front. But before I do that, I want to talk to listeners for a minute. I trust in God. God has always come through. When the worst things happen to me, I've always learned that if I'm just steadfast and thank God, that God makes it way better. For not just me, but it helps other people. So I really have beyond faith. People hear the word faith, it means, oh, you believe something. No, I know it. And so if I got killed today or grabbed and tortured and I'm in a jail cell somewhere and my teeth are knocked out, I'm going to be thinking, thank you, Jesus. This boy, we're about to see some big victories. Every time we get persecuted, every time we go through the fire, we get stronger. And Christ is the ultimate example of that. I knew exactly what he was doing. And even though he was God in the flesh, he still had all the desires and all the human weaknesses, and he cried in the Garden of Gethsemane hours before they came and arrested him because he was omnipresent. He knew what they were going to do. He knew they were going to rip the flesh completely off his back and torture him and put a crown of thorns on him and hang him up on a cross and make him suffocate. Incredible pain. He saw it all. But more importantly, that all the sins of the world, something God doesn't want to be associated with or around. As I said, God pulls back. God doesn't like to touch evil. But in Christ, God said, I'm not going to ask you to do something I can't do. I am going to take on all the sins previously, the current sins and the future sins as a sacrifice. And I am going to be there and I am going to judge myself. I am going to witness every rape and murder of a child, every war, every person being starved to death, every person being tortured, everybody being abandoned. All the pain of the universe, I'm going to take it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life.
So you see this headline, Jones spending millions of dollars, to pay lawyers. And so I don't know what's going to happen if I lose my legal representation because they haven't been paid in almost a year. But they believe that the court's going to come to it, the understanding, I don't want to say census, but understanding, and because they've been given the affidavits, the bank accounts, the tax returns, the judge knows I don't have anything. So I don't think it's a cruel joke the judge is making me pay the bills around here when I don't have any money. So that's where we're at. So I need people to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need folks to get my book, the signed copy of The Great Awakening, because I get a large percentage of that money. I get half the money from the book sales on the unsigned and on the signed. And then it goes right into this. And we're right here at the finish line. We're winning. And it's $100 to get the signed book because it's a fundraiser. It's like on NPR where they sell a coffee mug for $100. Well, it didn't cost them $100. It cost them $5, $6. But it's a pledge. And it lets you know, hey, you helped keep, their communist garbage on air along with taxpayer money. Well, we don't get taxpayer money like NPR, PBS. We're funded by you. So I simply need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And get the signed or unsigned book if you want to keep me on the air. Okay? It's that simple. And I'm not a quitter. I'm really at this point. I've not even been pushing this a lot and asking you to support me a lot because I'm kind of like, hey, God, if you want to keep me on air, have a donor give me the money or just something so I don't have, because I don't want to just spend the whole show begging here. But then I start thinking, well, that's kind of quitting if you don't do it. So I guess I'll, go to the audience. I'm not going to second guess God. But it's real simple. You can also go to defendjones.com, make a straight donation for my legal bills and other expenses. Defendjones.com. That's probably the best place to go on Give, Send, Go. Defendjones.com. Also, the InfoWars Platinum products, the HGH Max Boost, is selling out. The other products, 1776 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD, they're all just three private labeled, already national bestsellers by another great company. Let's just private label them. I get some of the money from that. According to the judge's ruling, be able to pay my bills, the bills in this fight, and things like that. So, I want to get into the big world war news here, but I just want to remind listeners that that's what's going on at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the book, get the InfoWars Platinum products, and those are the things that support what I'm doing here. Also, a great sponsor of the show and the fight here is my dad. And they've sued him, and he spent over $1 million. And, of course, everything he said was true. There wasn't any hidden money, and they've got egg on their face. But then my dad has basically been run to ground and is basically out of money, and they're still coming after him and the harassment. Well, he has DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. Just DR Naturals or DrJonesNaturals.com. We'll put it on screen. Dr. Jones Naturals, just one word. DrJonesNaturals.com. And all those great silver products, the original silver toothpaste with the nano silver, with the tea tree, with the iodine, the original is back, limited run. All the other great products are there as well at drjonesnaturals.com. And again, we'll put that on screen for you, that URL, drjonesnaturals.com. It's just one word, and there's a lot of amazing products on there that are not available at InfoWarsStore.com. It really is a great site. And he's also a sponsor. So you support him in the fight. He supports us. And you get great products at the same time at Dr. Jones Naturals. One word, drjonesnaturals.com. All right. We are going to now segue into the war news. And I really don't even know what to say at this point. Look, I want to explain something to people, okay? The party's over, all right? And if you go to my X account, Real Alex Jones, we can pull up the video that I posted there today of people already going days before, I guess, into the football stadium where some of these NFL teams are about to play. And there's such a blizzard that they say, you're not even going to have assigned seats. Just sit wherever you can. And you say, what does this have to do with World War III? Well, there you got a father, and he thinks the most manly thing he can do and the most American thing he can do is dress his sons up in a football jersey and a tribal outfit and then go watch the game. And I'm not saying he's a bad dad. My dad took me to football games when it was snowing, and I liked him. And he'd get me a hot dog and Coca-Cola and nachos. And by the time I was about 10, you know, slip me a beer. And that was fun. Drink a couple beers with Dad. And but the point is that if you were driving to the football game and you heard Grandma just had a heart attack and is in the hospital, and she lives in your town, would you still go to the game? Or how about you're driving home and you hear your 15-year-old daughter was just in a car wreck 5 miles away? Would you still go to the game? You see, we're not going to turn this stuff around until we have priorities. And people don't have the priorities anymore. While there's massive human trafficking and hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths and all these wars, still, if you go to that football game, most of those guys are probably conservative and hardworking and, you know, vote good and everything, but they'll say, hey, man, I work hard. I deserve to have some fun and see a football game. And I'm not saying you don't. But what I'm telling you is that at what point do you realize that if you're not spending a large part of your time supporting political resistance to globalists, going to church with your children, talking to your neighbors, calling into talk shows, filing lawsuits, running for school board, going to the border as a citizen journalist to show what's happening, all of us together are going to have to prioritize the fact that we're in a lot of trouble and our freedoms are being taken fast now, and we're headlong going into a civil war, race war. And I get calls all the time by really cool people and say, hey, go out to dinner with us tonight, or go jump on an airplane with us, and you know, we're flying, pick you up in a private jet. Let's go have a couple days and have some fun together and, you know, play poker. Or, hey, man, come out to my comedy club tonight. And I just say to them now, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe something's wrong with me, I just say, you know, I got to get to bed early because I got to get up real early and study about what's going on. And I'm not saying it's bad to have some R&R. I'm not saying it's bad. And maybe I'm the extreme where I fight the New World Order 95% of the time. Even when I sleep, I have dreams about it. Yeah, I still have some pleasure. I still watch an occasional movie, and I, you know, I sure like sex with my wife. That's I'm certainly not skipping out on that. That's something God gave us that's enjoyable. I like food, but it's all I do. So you can say I'm on one end of the spectrum, but no, man, I'm not going to stand in line at Disney World. I'm not going to stand in line at a rock concert. I'm not going to some football game and having them pat me down and go sit there and buy, you know, $10 beers and $20 nachos, then watch a bunch of spoiled, brat, rotten football players run around the field, and I'm just not doing it. So, everybody, you just go ahead and go to the Roman Colosseum while the barbarians are 10 miles away about to burn the city. Me, I'm trying to raise a defense of the city, and at the last minute I see, I guess, you're not going to stand up with me. Well, I won't be able to flee the city because I didn't make any preparations for that, because I'm going to go down with a ship. And that means my family, everybody else. So you got people like me that work on this all the time because it's all I can do knowing this. It's not like it's even work. Wild horses can't drag me away. You got people in the middle that are like, yeah, they know something's going on, but they're a little too busy. You can really do much. Maybe they say something occasionally online about freedom. And then you got people on the other side that love all the evil and just absolutely can't wait to run your life completely. Because if you think they're running your life now, if you think you're getting control now, if you think things are screwed up now, you ain't seen nothing yet. So as for me, when somebody's on top of me, beating the living hell out of me, I'm going to try to get them off of me. I'm not going to like, well, while you're beating me and stabbing me, I'm going to get on my phone and watch a football game. Now I'm going to get you off my ass. Then once everything's fixed, I might go, you know, once we arrest the globalists and turn things around and stop World War III, maybe I'll go get season tickets to the Cowboys. But I'm not doing it until we save things. You understand that? We'll be right back. I'll get into the World War III news. Special guest in the studio. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.